I'm back after a few weeks away. I'm trying to catch up on what's been happening in the real world. But one thing that did launch just the other day, and I have no idea what it's all about, and maybe you don't either. So I thought I'd call someone who knows everything about entertainment and everything that knows about, watches so much TV that, you know, it just sort of is like one of those little screens in front of her eyes. It just plays nonstop. Right now, in fact. What are you watching right now, Leah?
The Mandalorian, of course.
I've got Leah Crowley on the phone. She is, of course, from a fantastic podcast. It's called We Are the Watchers, and she watches lots of things and then talks about it. How you been?
Yeah, good. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's been weird. I've had 3 weeks away, and before that we had supporter drive for 2 weeks, so I haven't done like a real show for 6 weeks, so I'm a bit rusty.
Yeah, you must be like, what are all these buttons in front of me?
No idea. I just push them randomly.
Yeah. Best tactic.
But yeah, like when I was away, I sort of tune out a bit. You know, you sort of get away from news, you get away from pop culture, you just eat and drink and sleep and swim. And that's pretty much what I did for 3 weeks.
Oh, gosh, it sounds like luxury heaven.
It was pretty nice. But this little thing called Disney Plus has been on the horizon for a little while. And of course, one of the big things that everyone was excited about was the fact that, well, there's a couple of things, but there's this new show called The Mandalorian, which is a part of the Star Wars universe.
And yes. Now, Mick, you and I know that we've spoken off air about this, but I told you that The Mandalorian was going to be the reason I got Disney Plus. And do you know what? The reason I got Disney Plus is because of The Mandalorian.
Right.
So
you did.
Good.
Oh, so that was true. What you're saying was true.
I wouldn't have lied to you. So it came out yesterday in Australia, about a week or two, I think. Yeah, it must have been 2 weeks later than the US. And strangely enough, the Netherlands. I can't figure out why they were so lucky, because Europe and the UK are not getting it till next year, early next year, and they're not happy Jan about it. But we got it yesterday, so I signed up and I watched one episode. There's two episodes of The Mandalorian up, ready to go.
Anybody, is it only two so far? So they're not dumping the whole season?
No, and this is apparently what Apple are doing as well. For their big shows, they're drip feeding them, so they become that water cooler moment. You know,
yes,
like Game of Thrones.
Yes, I love it. Back to the old school. Back to how it should be.
I am such a fan of this because, you know, it's so awkward when you get in a group of friends or whatever and say, I don't know. Half of you have watched Stranger Things season 3 or whatever, and the other half haven't. Two people have watched two episodes of it, and then suddenly you realize you can't talk about it.
Yep, exactly. It's annoying, but you can. This is just a big selling point for me straight away. I had no idea that yours is drip feeding the episodes. Yeah. That's a real positive for me. So you've watched the one episode so far. No spoilers, of course, but what do you reckon?
I really, really liked it.
Yes.
I was a bit apprehensive because I did have expectations, and also I was trying really hard not to get spoiled. So Twitter is obviously a no-go zone. There's already memes that include spoilers on Twitter. So if you want to watch the first couple of episodes, or at least the first episode, without getting spoiled, just don't go near Twitter for a little bit. But it's really good.
Is it a spoiler to mention there's a baby version of a character we know very well?
I think if you say it like that, no. And also, you don't know the context.
Yes.
So I had seen that. So that's I knew that was coming, but the context is not there.
No.
And the context is nice to discover.
Okay. Well, I won't mention it. People should watch it. But yeah. Disney Plus comes with pretty much every single Disney movie that's ever been made, almost, on the list of content that is already there. It blew my mind. I read through the list and just went, wow. Like, it's just got everything pretty much
list
on
is
it.
Overwhelming, I think, is the term. It's just...
But tell us what else it's got.
Yeah, so it's got all the Star Wars movies. It's got all the Marvel blockbusters, you know, so you can go from the very beginning to end game. And there are, I had a whole, you know, half hour. No, that's a lie. 45 minutes last night to check it out. That's why I jumped straight into Mandalorian. But I did notice that they've got ideas and upcoming things that are happening, including some Marvel shorts, some Marvel series. There's a whole heap of Spider-Man stuff. My co-host Tom was really excited about that. Like, there's a whole category of Spider-Man stuff. All your classic movies, your Pixars, there's old TV shows that people, I'd say probably people growing up in the 90s would feel super nostalgic over. There's a heap of stuff. And they've not remade but rebooted a few things. There's a High School Musical TV show.
Oh, that'll take people back. High School Musical.
Yeah, people are going to love it. Fantasia's on there, so you can watch that and still, as an adult, go, I don't know what that was about.
Yes. The funny thing is there's a lot of content in some of those old Disney movies which controversially have moments in there that may not suit modern day sensibilities. But they're putting like warning things at the beginning of movies and shows and stuff to sort of tell people, look, these were made in a time that was different. Please don't blame us if it's rude.
Yeah.
Or socially insensitive.
I think that's probably the best way to go about it because they are of the time and it would... But at the same time, it would be sad if they were suddenly wiped and that people were no longer able to access them.
Agreed.
Because people can also make up their own minds.
I think so. And look, I mean, we all love those old bad Looney Tunes cartoons. But yes, there are inappropriate things from today's standards where you look at it and go, well, that's a bit wrong. Oh, it's a bit racist. Oh, that's a bit cultural appropriation or whatever. But, you know, obviously these are made at a different time and you can't go changing things just because things change. I think it's fair enough.
Totally agree. But they're also making new things. I saw that there's a new Christmas movie up there. Called Jolette or something like that. Noel, I think it's called.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And I just quickly scanned the synopsis, and it's a girl whose brother has to become Santa, so she has to help him. Yeah, it just looks like a fun movie that you'd be able to watch as a family. And I think this is what Disney Plus is going to excel at. It is for families, and it is for adults who want to have that whole nostalgia run through their childhood.
Yeah, and that's it. It's a very much nostalgic thing because it also has all 29 seasons of The Simpsons.
I know.
Which is
Because
huge.
Disney owns everything, including Fox back catalog now.
Ah.
So that's where they got that from.
That's right. They've got Fox. And I really recently read they actually bought Hulu as well. We might be seeing things like Handmaid's Tale on Disney Plus in the future.
Can you imagine Handmaid's Tale on Disney Plus? Are you sure this is supposed to be on here? Yeah, they've got, so I think the way they treat Hulu, I think the way Disney in the US treats Hulu is this is where we put our adult content.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't think we're going to get a watered down version of Handmaid's.
I'd hope not. The PG version where everyone holds hands and gets not hung.
Yeah, that's right. Or else it'd be like, you know how you go on a plane and it's an edited version of whatever movie or TV show you're watching?
Mm.
If it was Handmaid's, it'd sort of be a 10-minute episode.
Yeah, the only bits they can do, the credits and the bit where they're talking.
And June just staring. Yeah.
Speaking, I saw around today as well. This is unrelated to Disney Plus, but it's related to another streaming channel called Netflix. Apparently, you can put codes into Netflix to bring up all the Christmas movies.
I love it.
So, if you just want to watch Christmas movies nonstop from now until for 6 weeks, look it up. Just look up Christmas codes Netflix, and you can put in these numbers into your browser, and you can find every Christmas movie that's on there without having to browse through everything else.
I've got a lot of time for that, and I did test. I did test the Disney search.
Oh yes,
I typed in Christmas, and there was a nice collection. But I also know that there's lots of others because you can't just watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, I mean, but I want to.
You have to. But you can watch other things as well.
And Die Hard. That's it.
Oh yeah, of course, Die Hard. Yes.
We'll have that debate in a few weeks when everyone talks about which is the best Christmas movie and Die Hard always wins because I make sure it wins.
You skew the results, do you?
Yeah, pretty much.
fair enough.
Yeah, fair enough. How do people get onto this? How much does it cost? What do we do? Is it worth the money?
I reckon it probably is, and you can opt out at any time, but you can do it monthly, and I think it was $8 or $9. But you can also get a yearly subscription, which is, I think it was about 12-ish% off. So if you know you're going to have it for ages, like if you know you want to watch, I don't know, The Mandalorian, you know, consistently through the year, and you literally can't binge it because they're not going to let you. That's probably a good deal, but you do get 7 days free trial.
7 days? Oh,
it's not long.
But that's the trick. So they're drip feeding Mandalorian, so there's no point in getting 7 days because you're only going to get one episode or two episodes.
Do you know when I reckon most people are going to get it? I think they're going to get it day or two before Christmas because they know they're going to be at home with the family.
Totally.
And then get the 7 days between Christmas and New Year and just watch all of the things.
Binge.
Yeah.
And just put the kids in front of the TV and leave them there, and they'll be fine.
Yeah. Except you get for Handmaid's. All the peace and quiet you get.
Yeah. Well, thank you for giving us a special guide to Disney Plus. We have no way affiliated with Disney Plus. If they want to give us money, that's fine. We will.
I wish they would, but no one's listening to us.
There's so much. There is so many people listening to us.
I mean, nobody from Disney who are willing to give money. That's what I meant. I meant to clarify.
Look, I'm pretty convinced I'm going to get it. But like you say, I'll probably wait until I'm actually at home for a while. But
yes.
I just looked it up, $90 a year or $9 a month. That's pretty good.
It's on par with Netflix.
Yes. And apparently they could team up with Stan at some point, which it could be interesting too. I just saw that in an article. That's a speculation thing. They're in talks.
Well, that would make
like a bundle.
Would make Stan subscribers a bit happier because the day Disney Plus came out, all of the Disney stuff disappeared off Stan.
Exactly. But apparently Nine is doing a deal with Disney Plus, perhaps, and they might offer a combo deal.
Anyway, that sounds fair. I like a good bundle.
I do too. Leah from the Watcher, We Are the Watchers podcast. Thank you so much for joining us again.
Ah, thanks and welcome back, Mick.
Oh, thank you. We'll get you on again, I'm sure, at some point to maybe spoil the season when it's finished. How many episodes of Mandalorian are there anyway?
Oh, I've got no idea. I'm excited.
Oh, me neither. We'll just keep watching it, I guess. We'll find out when it stops.
Exactly.
Thanks, Leah.
Thanks.